A movement is afoot in the training field to tailor teaching to the way learners learn. It is getting traction in agencies across government. Miguel Joey Aviles is a chief learning officer for Young Government Leaders. Miguel, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. What is driving, in your view, this idea that we should pay more attention to the way people want to learn instead of just teaching them the way that we want to teach them?
Francis, that question is extremely important when you want to teach your employees new skills and new competencies. In YEL, we are doing our best to share different skills and classes utilizing different strategies. For example, we teach classes online, we do face-to-face classes and several other strategies because our students have several needs. So you have to make sure that you are satisfying different ways to portray a class or new knowledge.
Do you run into resistance from people who are not convinced that that's the most effective way to convey information? Not who are kind of holdouts and want to do it the old-fashioned way because that's the way we've always done it, but just that are not convinced that offering the same information in a variety of formats is particularly effective?
My own experience is with millennials. And some people may think that millennials really enjoy virtual classes. Well, the reality is a little bit different. The vast majority of millennials, in fact, prefer face-to-face classes. So I always get some resistance when we include the only mode of providing the class is virtually. But in reality, our millennial participants, our members, prefer face-to-face interactions.
What kind of response do you get from the you have a pretty extensive mentoring program through Young Government Leaders. What kind of response is that polling, both from the people who are the mentees and the people who are the mentors with the experience at agencies?
Well, in our case, our mentors prefer face-to-face as well, and mentees are very comfortable face-to-face. Our experience is that virtual requirements are more when the class is offered from other states or when the person is located in the field. But if we have the capability of offering face-to-face interaction, participants really enjoy that.
What is the key to a successful mentoring program, Miguel? What makes one really work effectively in the federal government?
Francis, we are very excited to have our second year mentoring program in a partnership with the Senior Executive Association. And one of the things that really makes a successful mentoring program is that venue, is making that connection for our members. Sometimes it's very difficult to find a mentor. And what YDL and SEA is doing is developing an initial connection among our members. And that's one of the most effective things, creating that first interaction.
Miguel Joey Aviles is Chief Learning Officer for Young Government Leaders. Miguel, what makes an effective mentor on a personal level? What qualities should I have that are going to make me good at transferring information to somebody who's newer in government and who wants to learn not just how to work his way up or her way up for his or her own benefit, but to become a better person at their jobs, become a better public servant?
The most important thing is knowing how to listen. That's the first thing. If you want to become a really, really good mentor, it's not about you. It's about your mentee. And when you listen their needs, you will be able to transfer your knowledge. The second thing that I will say is extremely important is to care. When you care as a mentor, you will transfer your knowledge. You will open doors for your mentee. You will introduce your mentee to important people. You will help your mentee to make the next career move. And not only that, but you will also help your mentee with self-confidence. So when you really care, care about the relationship, you will really have an impact in your mentee.
The mentorship programs that you and your colleagues have been associated with, what makes them successful for the mentee, the person receiving the information, and what's important about attitude or demeanor or approach for the person who's going to be receiving the mentoring?
Francis, last year we had 20 mentees and 20 mentors. This year, our program increased participation by 600%. So we have almost 40 mentors from SEA and 60 mentees around United States from several federal agencies. I believe the most important thing is taking time to invest in the relationship. It's not just a call, it's not just a meeting, but it's the process of developing a lasting relationship. And I have to say, a strategic relationship that helps you get ahead in your career.
Strategic relationship implies that you take maybe a list of techniques or goals that you want to achieve or something like that. That, for somebody who is just starting his or her career, not just in government, anywhere, may not be self-evident. Is that one of the tools that you try to help equip folks with so that they know what direction they want to head in with this relationship?
Absolutely. And not only to develop career goals, but also, let's say that a person is just so confused about accepting a possible job offer. So if you have your mentor there, you can ask questions, because normally mentors are very seasoned professionals, so they will be able to help you out making some very important career decisions.
Miguel, I appreciate you being on this afternoon and helping us understand how you're helping us build another generation of leaders. Thanks for your time today.
Absolutely, Francis. Thank you for having me. And I would like to encourage all our people to stay tuned, because we will open the program again next year. So please check out our website, younggov.org.
We're going to put a link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon.